Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster. It's a privilege to celebrate the Holy Mass with you live from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. We will sing number 426 from the St. Michael hymnal.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus, is the scepter, is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, here's the victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion, thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus out of every nation hath redeemed us by his blood.
Sing praise to our God, all you who fear God, both small and great, for now salvation and strength has come, and the power of his Christ. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations.
Your hands make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. We come to know that Jesus is God through his words and deeds. These are technical terms, words and deeds. That he introduced people to the truth and to his Father. He introduced people to the fact that he is God with us gently and gradually through the words and deeds. It's the same way that we work with others in evangelizations. Our words and our deeds matter. And we work gently and gradually with people. One of Jesus' great activities, one of his words and deeds, if you will, was predicting the future. Today we heard, "And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." This is not only his tactic, it's a very powerful and convincing tactic. It works very well. When somebody predicts the future and they were right, you're kind of like, whoa. This person has a connection to God. Now, how do you feel about somebody who gets it right about the future, who makes a prediction? You know, next year the NFL draft will be right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If I were to write today all of the draft picks for next year and put them in an envelope and seal it up, and all of those picks were true and accurate next year, what would you think of me? You would think, wow, that priest has power. He must have a connection to God, his knowledge. You would look at me, you would look at me quite differently because of that. So how do we look at Jesus? Because he got it right. He predicted his death and resurrection. He predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. He predicted the persecution and death of his apostles, just to name a few of the things that he predicted. So how do we look at him in awe and wonder and say, he knows all things. He is God. Jesus is trustworthy. As we said on the night of the Easter Vigil, all time belongs to him. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. As St. Thomas Aquinas said, all possibilities exist in God. Yes, we have this great gift of freedom, but God knows, and he provides enough grace to save those who will do his will. This all means that Jesus is trustworthy. He has proven his trustworthiness to us time and again, especially through these predictions, even though he didn't have to. But he lowered himself to take the time to earn the trust of everyone around him so they would follow him. He's respective of our freedom. So today at this Mass, you are invited to place your future in his hands. He knows the future. He is trustworthy. He's proven it. that this Jesus is God. And the Eucharist is Jesus, so the Eucharist is God. Every act of worthy reception is also an act of entrustment. I entrust my future to you, O Lord. Amen. Jesus made more predictions, by the way, that we are waiting on. He said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. That's a prediction and a promise. He said, the righteous will rise to eternal glory, and the unrighteous will rise to a second judgment in a pool of fire. Wait for it. His predictions will come true. You'll see. Let us offer our prayers then to the Father, through the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. For Pope Francis and all church leaders, that our Lord will guide them in peace and fidelity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for peace in the world, and that Christians especially will witness to the love and joy of the risen Lord, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For blessings on Bishop Edward Weisenberger, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary tomorrow, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Tucson and the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered today, we pray to the Lord.
For our
St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
receive all of our prayers. Merciful and loving Father, we place our life in your hands through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we've received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to our Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, by your cross and resurrection. Set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. May the smiting of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant
Radio. For
those
of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. Alleluia. Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com. Here's a Relevant Radio miracle moment.
We are tempted to compromise our Catholic beliefs with the paganism all around us, and sometimes it's tough to do that. My friend Carlos had to do that. He was an executive with a large telecommunications firm, rising quickly through the ranks. He was also a faithful Catholic, married with 9 children. One time he was in another city for meetings, and this time the company's CEO was there and he had never met him before. After a long day in the boardroom and a lovely dinner at a restaurant, the decision was made among the executives to go to a local quote-unquote gentleman's club. And Carlos said, "Guys, I'm just going to head back to the hotel." "No, no, no, man. Come on. Come with us. Come with us." And one of his friends at the company was practically begging him to go. "You don't know how damaging this could be to your career if you don't go. The CEO is here. He's coming." And Carlos looked at his friend and said, "You know what? I have a wife. I have daughters. And every single woman in that place is someone's daughter. And it is wrong to do this. I'm not going to do this." And so he went back to his room. And he thought, "My career is over, but I have to stay true to my faith." But when he came home, he got an unexpected phone call. It was from the CEO. And the CEO said, "Carlos, I have to tell you, I was really impressed by what you did the other night, by your boldness, by your faithfulness to your beliefs, that you didn't go to the club with us. I just want you to know that that really made an impression on me." So, wow, talk about turning the tables. His faithfulness to God, not only did he not lose his job, he had actually gained esteem in the eyes of his boss. And so God always proves faithful to us, and we've got to remain faithful to him as well. And he will give us the strength to remain faithful to him.
You've been listening to another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment. Please help us continue to bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We try to explain the faith in a really conversational tone so that you can in turn explain it to others. That's the idea.
Cale Clark.
And we really do count on our listeners here at Relevant Radio to spread the word about what we do. So please share about these programs, whether it's the Faith Explained program, the Cale Clark Show, or any of the other great shows that we have on our network. It's great to share them on social media and conversation with friends.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
That's how the word spreads.
Relevant Radio.